At this moment, I'd like to extend my praise at the time of this episode to my good friend's friend, Andrew, who is currently dealing with some health problems. So I want to send my prayers out to him and dedicate this episode to him. And I hope that, between now and the time this. When this episode's up and when the next episode happens, that he will be doing well. I'd like to send prayers out to his family and all of that stuff. So let's continue with the episode now. It's intro time. And the one and the two and the intro's coming right now. And welcome to the third episode of the Squadcast podcast.
Welcome.
Tatum.
We have to restart now. We're not allowed to say that.
And intro right here. And 3, 2, 1. Welcome everyone to the Squadcast podcast episode 3. This is a much more different episode because the first episode where Derek has given two intros.
Yes.
I am joined here by a smaller group of people here, and there's a reason for that, and we'll get into that in the first topic here, but, or first, yeah, first topic's the works here. Works here. I have Benny and Tava here.
Hi.
Hello.
If I had a soundboard, is when I would put the applause sound effect or something. That's going to be sound great when this recording's finished. So, I'm going to explain the context of the people here. Our wonderful listeners, I said it right the first time, this time, and about how this episode was going about here. So, at the time of recording here, it is about 11 p.m. on...
Almost.
May 8th of 2021, and this episode was originally meant to be recorded at 2 p.m. And let's just say it didn't happen at 2 p.m. And
it's happening at 11 p.m.
Liam at this current moment is kind of on house arrest, so that's, and is also playing League of Legends. And to my knowledge, Sam is either doing one of two things, and it's A, playing Minecraft, or B, roller skating. I can only make an assumption it's one of these two things based on what we know.
Mm-hmm.
But
or maybe, playing Genshin Impact.
You've got a point. That's a third
Discord
possibility.
Discord is not saying that she is not playing.
Discord
doesn't say that she's playing Genshin Impact, so I
Discord
rule that
says
out.
She's as she's idle, but if I go on my Xbox, it's gonna say she's playing Minecraft, but it said that for the last 5 hours, so I don't know. It's like when you check Discord and it says that you've been playing a game for 19 hours and you haven't been playing it for 19 hours.
Yep.
So the same situation here, but we persevere, we make it through, we're here for our third episode, because we're going to try and develop a somewhat consistent schedule to, make this be a thing that happens regularly here. I want to actually have a season of a podcast finish, not just at the end of the summer. But
we're doing pretty well. We have
we're on track
mostly to, Saturday and mostly at the same time.
We're on
like
track.
Two out of three
to,
are at the same time, and two out of three are on Saturday.
Like if I had to take a guess, I'd probably say, like, if I want to separate, like, the seasons and episodes here, 10 episodes per season is always fine. That's how it's always been with the previous ones there, and I think we'd be on how to finishing that around, like, what, mid-June?
So we'd be... If we do the math...
Because, what, we'd have 3 more Saturdays this month. 4. 5, 6, 7, and that brings us at 10.
July.
So, like, later June. Right before.
Oh, wait. Yeah, later June.
Like, before anyone's on vacation, all that stuff. But, It's great to be back here for a third episode that's only going to get a total of 2 plays. According to our Anchor profile, the last one's still sitting at 3 at the time of this recording. So, and I thought our last episode was better.
It was
because we got to talk about why Derek was wrong for about a total of 25 minutes. And it's great because it's good content. And I hope this episode is going to go well because it seems like right now we're going without Sam. So the arguing with Derek is going to be lowered for a bit. which is good for my psyche, but not great for the content.
if Tava is brave enough, she can fill in Sam's role.
She's not. Sam's much more mean than Tava.
Well, I'm more mean then.
No, the issue with Benny is that you're right. That's the problem with me. It's not so much that you are mean or there's any left disrespect. You're correct. You're correct and everybody thinks so. So therefore it's very difficult to argue.
Yeah.
True.
I didn't like that yeah that Taylor gave as a response or his compliment in the minute here. But you know, we're gonna move past that. We're gonna actually talk about something here. So right before this episode started recording, you know what? Let's save that part there. I'm going to speak a little bit more really here. And this is not really like a big, like we haven't gotten into a bigger, like more like real life topic. It's hit like more closer to us here. And no, there's another thing I'm going to add to this episode. I'm going to edit at the beginning of this here. But, and that's not what this is. But here in the city that we live in, which fun fact is Xolaita, which to my knowledge here is about 50 square miles long. I'm joking. That's not accurate. Don't fact check that because I don't want to be wrong more than I usually am.
I'll fact check that so that I'm right.
I hate this guy. But I just want to begin this episode while stating how my energy is in this situation, and I want to start by having the first thing I briefly talk about and then move on because I want this to be a positive experience. Fuck Coach Flood. Now, for those of you who don't know the context, you don't need to know it. And if you know the context, then you agree. Now, first topic of business of this episode of something that we actually want to talk about here. It's going to be fun to talk about here. I got peer pressured into buying a fighting game. As of recently, yes, by my friend too. And too, the fact that you said yes, you did makes me want to punch you in the stomach. But here he goes again, being right. How dare he? But for the longest time, Benny and Liam, and more recently than them, Tava. We're playing this game known as Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle, which at the time of recording, it is still on sale on Nintendo Switch for $5 for the remaining 4 days?
Something like that.
5 to 4 days.
Yeah, something this game like came out in 2018.
So the competitive scene for it is dead. it's deader than Derek's romantic life now.
And there goes Tava.
Listen, I mean, to be fair, that could have been A, an accidental disconnect, or B, she did say she had to leave relatively, like, she couldn't be on, like, super late for the episode.
True, true.
So, whether or not she, there you go.
Oh, there's Tava. Oh. Welcome back, Tava.
Hooray, Tava's back. Now, as I mentioned here, so they had been playing this game on the Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle, and here I was, ignoring the peer pressure. I wanted nothing to do with that game. I was doing everything else. I was playing games that weren't nearly as good. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And I just say Super Smash Bros. Ultimate a second time to prove a point. But eventually, during the last episode was when I really started thinking about it. Because you guys said it was on sale. And then a couple days back, I decided, I was like, you know what, let me think about this here. Or do I actually want to do this here? I have, like, 30 Nintendo eShop credit. I could, but do I want to? And then I looked and it was $5. And there's also like two like things of free DLC with it too. And I was like, and I pushed the first like proceed the cart thing there.
that's the thing. It's like, okay, how much am I going to be left with this? I'm like, oh, you're still going to have like $24 left after all this. And I'm like, purchase. And I bamboozled Tava by thinking and making her think that I was not downloading the game.
Yeah, just like Minecraft.
That's like what happened with Minecraft here, where you thought I was making cow noises. But
I genuinely did not know anything of what was going on. I thought, you know, you guys were just messing around, and then I learned that you have it, and I had no clue.
I mean, with Blaze Blue, that's another case where Betty's good at, you know, keeping things a secret for like a few minutes until I need to actually say it here. It happened when he got Minecraft before he was able to give you your copy of Minecraft, and it happened when me and AJ both downloaded Blaze Blue.
Yeah,
because I don't think AJ properly said it either. He might have, but
he was going to his gonna go get it, and then he left, and then you got it,
and then back. Yeah, because you both were gone in the VC, and then he and I decided, I was like, hey Benny, I'm actually downloading the game right now, but don't tell Tava.
See, actually, wait, AJ did say that he got it, and I was like, oh cool, AJ got Blaze Blue. And then at that point, you hadn't said that you got it. So I was like, okay.
At that point, I was about 30% through the download. And me and AJ were playing Smash until his game downloaded, which was partially true.
And I was yelling at you to get it too.
I was like, yeah, you should get it. And here I was having to use most of the willpower of my body to not respond with saying that I had it already. And it was funny because I definitely stuttered at the beginning, and that Tava should have caught me at the very beginning.
But you always
yes, but I straight up said it and then retracted the statement, like I do when I lie. I just downloaded Blaze. I mean, I'm playing Smash Brothers. when I say I mean and then say something entirely different than what I just said, I'm lying. Every time. Trust me. I say this with me lying. Trust me. The double meanings. But and then I think after it finished downloading, well then you tape it in. This was a night that we said, like, oh, Ed is going to finish downloading. If only Derek would download the game so that way he could play with us. And then I say, I already did. And then silence was in the voice chat, and then you just heard a chuckle from Benny.
Like always.
And Table was in their high-pitched, confused voice of, wait, I didn't get, you know, why? First, AJ's getting the game, and now you're suddenly getting it. I didn't know this. And then I played the game. Now, allow me to take this one where Derek gives his review about something here. This is becoming a reoccurring segment, I'm noticing. Happened with the Mortal Kombat movie last time. But I played for the first time ever 2 days ago Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle for the Nintendo Switch normal version, because the Nintendo Switch like mega version is coming out later this year.
What?
There's an improved version of the Nintendo Switch that's supposed to be coming towards the end of this year.
I thought you meant Blaze Blue.
No, that's why I said. I said Nintendo Switch, the normal version of it, but I get how you even got that confused. But the game is actually really interesting here. You see, what I like about certain fighting games here, although I'm a competitive person, at the end of the day, my goal is usually I want to push a few buttons and I want to feel cool. And Blaze Blue captures that aspect perfectly, because what's her face with the double wielding guns? I literally
Noelle just have Vermillion.
Yes, with good old Noelle there, which is probably my secondary character on their hide. And all I got to do is push X about 5 times, and I do a 10-hit combo, and it looks really cool. And it's just so fun. And admittedly, when I first played, it was. I think Benny, and I could tell like he was a little bit surprised with how I kind of adjusted to the controls. Granted, he did at first beat the dog piss out of me the first time I played it. Like, it was bad. But due to the fact that I play a lot of fighting games outside of this here, my my reflex timing and my like basic knowledge was able to combine with how this game is. And it's really interesting. Like, I was hitting combos and I was getting reaction in the voice chat of, wait a second, Derek's playing the game really well. What is this? Pikachu shocked face. what? And no, this is going to be Derek's little advice segment of the day for those of you who might also be getting into playthrough, which you should. Use the assist to extend the combo.
I've never done that.
That is what I've learned to do from my different fighting in games there, especially Dragon Ball FighterZ, which me and Liam have talked about previously, and I'm the only one who has played in this group. That is the like most like bread and butter way people play that game online competitively there. Because in that game, you have a choice on what kind of assist you would like. And I believe what is known as the C assist is like they do a little mini combo that you can then extend off of. And along with that, there's other assists other than that. But that would be how people would play. They would do a combo, and then right before like the last hit of it, they call in the assist and it'll do another hit, which will leave them in hit stun, and then they continue the combo, and then they call in the other assist. and it's this whole thing. But that works kind of in this game sometimes. I think when I use hide and then when I use Noelle and use a hide assist, it works, but not vice versa. But no, those are cool characters. I don't know why Blitz Tank exists. and whatever that character is the joke here that people aren't going to get when they listen to this. You're Mr. I'll Eat Your Kids.
That's one of my favorite characters.
Those two guys concern me.
If I want to scare people, I just go either Blitz Tank, Merkava, or Yukiko. And then people just freak out.
Yeah.
And you know, as you do.
Yes, we have Demon Guy, Giant Tank, and High School Girl.
What a trio. What balance. Now, the cool thing about this here is that there's like a variety of characters. And they all play relatively differently, which is neat.
And they're all from different fighting games.
Yeah, like I think like a couple of characters are from Ruby, a couple of characters are from Under Night.
In Birth.
Some are from BlazBlue, obviously. Persona 4 Arena. And I'm still missing all the DLC, so there's definitely more characters.
Well, it's just Senran Kagura, game.
Of course, Senran Kagura is in this game. Why am I not surprised?
The heart girl.
But the game was fun. The first night we played it was really fun here because
it seemed like
everybody was learning as they were like playing here because it was the three of us and then AJ and I think Gavin was there for a little bit and we had. It was fun that we were, like we were learning how. Me and AJ were learning how to play the game. I know through Benny that I know Tava's still improving. She's I think you're relatively good in on the definition of what good is and. Everyone can improve the skills here. Even Liam, the guy who Benny says is significantly the best at this game in this group, admits that he's not good competitively.
You know, I find it really funny. The first time that we all played together that day, I had it for at least a week and had played a few times with Benny and Liam and then trained for a little bit. And then Derek just kind of kicked me out of the ring.
To be fair, the only reason that happened was because the guy who started playing a fighting game had lots of previous knowledge on fighting games.
Tavis' first real fighting game.
Yeah.
This is because Smash Bros. Isn't that. Smash Bros. Is more of a family casual beat-up. It's a party brawling game.
Brawlhalla.
No, we don't speak of that.
Guys, let's play Brawlhalla.
No, we stopped doing that a while ago. But yeah, I did kind of boot you out there, and it wasn't intentional, and I'm sorry.
No, it was cool, like, seeing that you got it first day, and then I got a learning experience of how you play.
But yeah, I also do, like, through this game, it hasn't been, like, one person dominating the arena, really. We've all just kind of been winning and dropping out. Maybe I've won a few more games than everyone else, but...
Won a few games, but then once somebody else wins, then it ends up happening with them.
Yeah.
Like, it was worth noting that I think, like, the when we played last night, time of recording, or like, I went on, like, a 6-game winning streak with, like, with 4 people in the room, including me, you know, and I ran through everyone twice. But, no, the game's fun. I will say, so far, my favorite moment that happened so far in this, since we've all gotten to play here, was with that one AJ and Benny match when we first got the game. Because, man, it made it seem, y'all were, that match was so close, I thought y'all had, like, a rivalry in this game. Like, from the past there. That was the first time we witnessed a draw in that game, because they both, you see, in fighting games, draws don't happen like that in your situation, because for a draw to happen, you have to both be on a certain amount of health and both hit each other and do enough damage to remove that last bit of health on both ends. And you also have to hit each other at the same time. You have to clash and both die, but... Right. But that happened there, and it's so crazy, the voice chat wide reaction of, I've never seen this. This has Benny and Liam have been playing this for months. This has never happened with them. Tave has been playing it for a week. It never happened with her. I've been playing it for about 2 hours. It hadn't happened with me. I've been playing it for about 1 hour and 45 minutes. You get the point, but... No, it was so crazy, and then like it restarted, and it's almost drawn the second time. See, AJ's really good, but and I think like the one thing I'll point out with his strategy there is that when he gets into like a stride of like getting a lot of hits in, he's very close to unbeatable. As I've always mentioned, with like when he uses that one character and turns the fire hands on,
Yang.
When he uses Yang and does the special where his hands are not on fire and does a little bit more damage, and I think the hit stuns a little bit more, it's very hard to deal with here because if he hits you with a long enough combo, you're dead, and that's just going to be how it is. And you, the person who's dead, is going to have to deal with it. But it's everybody's play style is interesting here. Me personally, that's how I go with most fighting games. I call it competent mashing. I know what the buttons do. I know what I'm doing. I'm not trying to do a combo. I'm pushing all the buttons that are attack. And I know eventually my opponent will lose enough health. But Benny seems to play like he knows what he's doing.
But not really. I don't really.
I'm
also just mashing, but I know a few more moves than everyone else does.
You know, yeah. More moves than the average person, but
I'm still mashing.
But it's still relatively mashing.
Strategically mashing 0.2.
Mashing, but slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm playing that game more. I'm enjoying it. My main team in, for those people who are just here, is Noelle and Hyde. Because those two, I know how their moves work enough. And a lot of this is, I'm still kind of learning, but I'm also keeping whatever my main characters are, I'm not usually like swapping them around. Now, I'm watching back the clip of when AJ made this amazing comeback here. He survived on a pixel. because you even did the little tag and attack there, and he like that, and that's what he got him down to 1 HP. You're both out of pixel. You both go low, and it clashes. Double down draw, and then rebel final. And let this be a lesson to all people who are about to play Blaze Blue Cross Tag due to listening to this episode, to which you're welcome, whoever made this game. We helped
you. We don't even know.
You're welcome, Arc System. That, there it is.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Arc System. We're trying to revive this game a little bit for you, and you're welcome. Also, note to all the people who are about to set place here, it is a known fact that scientists have researched this for years on end and still don't have a further conclusion to this, but you cannot escape from Crossing Fate. It just can't happen. Trust me, I've tried. It doesn't work.
No, we have tried. We even tied a game.
Crossing Fate literally happened, and then we couldn't escape it. Fate's crossed. But overall, I rate the game a solid 8 out of 10, and which is normal for me. I don't play games that are necessarily bad.
It's not bad. It's just there's not a lot to it.
It's not my favorite game. All the
DLC characters.
Of course, it's not my favorite game, but
it's better than Smash.
It is easily better than Smash, and that's because Smash is a bad game. Now, we've talked about Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle for about 25 minutes.
Makes sense. It's our main topic.
It was. That's why this episode is titled Blaze Bleach Albatross Lag Battle. Now, for those of you who want to have some fun here, just Google what an albatross is. It's a bird, but just Google it. It's a bird, but I love when this happens on podcasts with you guys here, because we don't have that many topics, and we just gonna talk for a bit here. Let's see. What things can I say at this exact moment? And this is also a good time if you guys want to add something here.
Well, earlier this week, I've been thinking about different chocolate flavored items. You know, you got your chocolate cakes, your brownies, your all the candies, Hershey's, Reese's.
This is the Charisma Benny effect on podcast, guys. But keep going.
But then I thought about ice cream. Chocolate ice cream.
Mid-tier.
Chocolate ice cream is the worst ice cream that I can think of.
Ooh.
I mean, of course, with those wild flavors, of course, it's not the worst. Vanilla or strawberry or mint or any of those. Chocolate is the worst.
It's not good.
I'm going to come out and say that a couple of ice cream hot takes here. Ironically, ice cream hot takes, but
cold
first things. Actually, you know what? That's what we're gonna do here. We're gonna come with some cold takes.
This is the segment called cold takes.
Yes, genius. But first things first, the best ice cream flavor, in Derek's opinion, and it's right because it's me. The best flavor is in fact mint chocolate chip, and I can explain why. Is that the combination of mint and chocolate is one of the greatest combination of flavors in the history of food. And to all of you who say that, who compare the taste of mint flavored ice cream or mint chocolate chip flavored ice cream to toothpaste, that tells me y'all just don't brush your teeth. And you did not need to admit that to me whenever you said this, but that is true. I also would like to say that I personally am not a fan of strawberry ice cream.
Ooh.
It just doesn't do anything for me. I'll take strawberry syrup on something.
Strawberry ice cream.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Out of all the basic flavors, I like that one the least because I can handle a little bit of chocolate ice cream here. I'm not going to have as much as I do with vanilla.
Like, strawberry ice cream isn't something I would immediately go to, but if I was offered it, I'd be like, okay, cool.
I mean, of course, with 90% of ice cream flavors, my response is not going to be no.
Besides but chocolate.
Chocolate wouldn't even be a no. Because some of my favorite ice creams I get from places here, it's the ones that's chocolate ice cream, and then they usually try to add chocolate toppings on top of it, and satisfies my sweet tooth, and also creates a cavity in the back of my mouth. But
so there's this Ben and Jerry's ice cream I usually get from Walmart. It has it's like the one with the cores. And it has vanilla and chocolate in it. And I always eat the chocolate side, and it's really bad. It's just chocolate and ice cream put together, and it's not good.
See, and personally, like, some of my favorite ice cream flavors, it was mint chocolate chips is my favorite. We went about a minute into this conversation, we didn't mention cookies and cream, and that's a sin.
What?
And it is.
No.
Cookies and cream is a top tier ice cream.
Oh. I thought you Easily. Meant it was a sin to like cookies and cream ice cream.
No, it was a sin that we hadn't mentioned it yet.
True.
Come on, guys.
We've been talking about bad ice cream, Derek.
All right, you got a point. I'm trying to bring it back to good ice cream because I want to think about good ice cream and not bad ice cream. If I'm good, because here's the issue right now. We're on this podcast recording from Anchor here. We're not sponsored by Anchor yet. We will be eventually. At some point, you'll have to do with an ad read from one of us here. I'll probably have Liam or Benny do that, and I'll pay them to do it because you guys will deliver it with the amount of charisma and enthusiasm that's needed. I will sound bored. If an ad read ever happens, I will not sound interested.
if we have the group ever played D&D, Benny would have a 20 in charisma.
Fair.
Hi.
I have like a 7. Gonna just give myself another mental note here. Edit point. From that, and I'm saying edit points as in that is where the audio will start again. During the 3-minute gap, you're just going to hear just a fairy sound effect for about 3 minutes. That's the nice way we can put how a conversation happens here. But note that it's current right now, just me and Benny. I'm going to message Sam _ saying, hey, are you awake? Let me look at various ice cream flavors here. Because I want to extend this conversation for a little bit, kind of to stall to see if Sam's going to join. Because it will provide great dialogue. Because Sam's opinions on any form of food is not correct, in my opinion. So, Benny, have you had pistachio ice cream?
I have, I think.
Because to me, it comes off as a myth, because I've never seen it.
I've had pistachio pudding.
Is pistachio pudding interesting?
I assume it tastes the same as ice cream. It's not bad.
Okay. How do we feel about Rocky Road ice cream?
Honestly, I don't remember.
I mean, I haven't had it in years, but I remember feeling meh about it.
Probably, yeah.
Chocolate and vanilla are the most popular ice cream flavors among Americans. That's surprising.
I hate chocolate. I've already said that.
He is doubling down on his statement, ladies and gentlemen.
Tripling down.
But don't quadruple. Okay, that's not a little like I looked up ice cream flavors and images, and there's a Pinterest post, and it says what your ice cream flavor says about you. You, vanilla, your favorite color is beige. Strawberry, you're pretending this is fruit.
Yeah.
Chocolate, you know a good thing when you taste it. No.
Oh, what?
I'm reading the rest of it. That's wrong. French vanilla, you're fancy, but not too fancy. Oh my god. It says chocolate fudge brownie, you have your period. A flavor that I've never heard of, rum raisin, you're a constipated pirate. Salted caramel, you're pregnant. Chubby hubby, your wife is pregnant. Rainbow sherbet, hi, grandma. Chocolate chip cookie dough, you're lazy and impatient. Birthday cake, you're 7. Bubblegum, you're 12. And green tea, you're missing the point of ice cream. Stop creating these green tea flavors here. The point of ice cream is that it's meant to be unhealthy and tasty. Stop adding your weird freaking health flavors.
Yeah.
You're lame and you're not fun at parties. Thinking of other ice cream flavors that are worth discussing here. Chocolate ice cream is lame still. Mm-hmm. Even though I'll say that that's not like the worst, it's definitely not good. And not something that I would like to have over and over. Buttered pecan. A supposedly popular flavor. That's the flavor that my mom likes, but not me. Speaking of which, we're recording this like 30 minutes before Mother's Day. So ahead of time, happy early Mother's Day. Shout out to the mothers.
Shout out to the mothers in the group chat. In the group chat.
There are no mothers in our group chat, to my knowledge. And if there are, we're going to have a talk.
All of our mother listeners. Which
all of your listeners. All cool, of you. But strange. And this episode will get uploaded on Mother's Day. So there's that. So this is a special holiday edition. Let's see. Other topics. This is the segment of the episode where now I'm going to just search up some video game news and see what we get.
Ooh, I have a thing.
Ooh, what's this?
So Nintendo recently made a game called Game Builder Garage.
This.
So basically, it's a game where basically you can program your own games, but it's way simpler. And honestly, it looks pretty cool.
Now, I'll note here, people are unhappy about that game existing for one major reason, and that reason is they're still waiting on the game.
Fans on Twitter.
They're Nintendo fans of Twitter, but they're also waiting on certain games that, like, they had been asking for like months, and have gotten nothing. I mean, it was just like, okay, you're gonna give us this game builder thing, other thing, but you're not gonna give us actual Metroid or Bayonetta or.
The thing is, they're working on those games to make them the greatest they can be. So when we get them, they're gonna be the greatest they can be. But in the meantime, we get this fun little game that allows you to make your own games.
And I completely understand that, and I respect it on top of that. But the point of the consumer, I also understand, because a lot of these games got announced and then we never heard anything from, and we're getting a lot of stuff that we're not interested in. And as the selfish consumer perspective in this situation, like I was last episode, so I am interested in the games I want to get. So although this stuff may be cool, I want to want Metroid Prime 4, and they said they were working on this game back in early 2019, that they had to quote unquote restart their production on the game, and it's been 2 years and we've gotten no update. Breath of the Wild 2 has got announced a decent while ago, and there has been no proper enough, there'll be an update at some point this year, but it's not going to be released this year. And then they tried to slide in Skyward Sword HD. It's cool. And again, I'm going to end up cutting them some slack at the end of this, but I want to finish what I'm getting at here. Bayonetta 3 literally got announced and then nothing else. And Atlas then said, like, by the way, Astral Chain will be the only game we're coming out with this year, so I know. And I think that was, like, whenever that game came out. Oh, that was a while ago, and Atlas hasn't done much since, so.
See, the problem with that is just, yeah, they messed up with their, when they revealed these games. But you can't really be mad that you're getting a $30 game that is designed for it. See, you, from the consumer's perspective, which is, we're talking about the perspective of a
selfish Nintendo fan.
Yes, but a 20 to 30 year old person. What this is kind of more targeted towards is learners who want to become game designers in the future. So basically targeted towards like 10 to 18 year olds who want to learn how to program games but can't really get into it because it's pretty difficult to code.
Fair.
So getting to learn the basics of game design and stuff like that and being proud of what you've made as a kid in a game where you're just allowed to do whatever you want. So it's not about getting your Breath of the Wild 2 or getting your Metroid Prime 4 because companies are still working on those games. It's not like they've stopped working on them to make this game.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't now say, all right, everyone, stop working on Metroid Prime 4. We're going to make Game Builder Garage.
Now, granted, all the things you're saying is right. I completely agree with what you said. And this is also worth following up that Nintendo's got an E3 direct coming this summer. Mm-hmm. So, in my personal opinion, the odds was getting a reveal of one of these things or something that people are looking forward to seeing here. Like, I think the biggest rumored game, like the big name game that's been thrown around that's going to be revealed around E3 time is Mario Kart 9. Because Mario Kart 8 itself came out in like 2015, and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was damn near a launch title for a console that came out 4 years ago. So, and the fact that it's still the highest selling game on the console, of course they would have the knowledge to make a sequel, and I feel like that's most likely, and I can see them having that be the holiday game of this year.
Yeah,
put that into the December release slot. I know Pokemon's coming out in the fall or late this year, and I thought that would be there, but you know, it's Pokemon, so whatever. But and with what I'm saying, with it even being like their little like E3 direct presentation, if that direct is lackluster and lacks stuff people like me and people like other people are interested in, then I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Honestly, only because gonna have a Smash reveal, and that's pretty much what all the Nintendo fans on Twitter want.
Because every time Nintendo does a direct here, I want to see what their big hitter, their big haymaker reveal, because they always usually are supposed to come with like one.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back at the last director actor we got, that was back when Pyromitra got announced, we really got to. We should have acted like we got to when it was a good thing there. Because we got the Smash reveal at the beginning, which I didn't really think, which I still stand by, I didn't think it was a Smash reveal. I thought it was DLC for Xenoblade 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I saw the Final Destination stage in the background, and I'm like, holy crap, they really went back on their word. And Rex is over there crying. Because he should really be here, but he's not. But and we got that. And then the Splatoon 3, it was a very I think they should have did that. They could have did that reveal trailer way better.
Yeah.
Because it didn't, it lacked the energy that a reveal like that would have.
Mm-hmm.
They went very slowly into getting to the point that it's a new Splatoon game. And, you know, I think it was smart of them to reveal, you know, hey, Splatoon did great for us on the Wii U. Splatoon 2 did all right on the Switch. Doing a Splatoon 3 makes perfect sense. Having it be in the 2022 release window also makes perfect sense, because if I'm Nintendo, I think this E3 is going to say a lot about, I think the second half of this year might be really interesting for their game reveals. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff they reveal in the Direct isn't supposed to come out until, like, what? Some of the stuff's out now, and really, like, I think late June is when the remaining stuff comes out here. Because what, Mario Golf's on, like, the 24th of June?
No idea, because I'm not buying that game.
Hey, to be fair, that game looks really fun. I'm just not spending my money on it.
But yeah, that's the thing.
Games can be fun, and I'm just not paying for them.
I'm not spending now, $60 on a repeat of a Mario Golf game. I'm not spending $60 on a repeat of a Pokemon Snap game.
No. Wait a minute. Pokemon Snap, the whole benefit of that game is that it looks pretty, and that's about it. And I don't even understand why people like really wanted it there. I think Pokemon just knew that enough people liked the game and they had to wait until these Gen 4 remakes were finished. It's like, what else can we do? What else can we do? Pokemon Snap, everyone likes Pokemon Snap. Dope. Close this computer. Pokemon Snap. They're just like, all right, we finished it. What do we call it? I don't know. Well, it's a new version of Pokemon Snap. And they're just like, so could we call it new Pokemon Snap? And they literally just take a sticker that says new and just stamp it right on the side of it. And it's just new Pokemon Snap. Close the computer. It's over. And then they put out the game. But no. It's Nintendo silently setting up for a big year this year. Because what? You got the Mario Golf game is the little Mario side spinoff thing there. I would not be surprised if we get would be really interesting if we get a Breath of the Wild 2-esque announcement of them saying we're working on the next like mainline Mario game. we don't know when it's coming.
I have a prediction.
Because your prediction, and then I'll say what I was about to say right after.
So there's gonna be several things in the E3 Direct. They are going to reveal a single Smash character.
For release date,
they're going to acknowledge the existence of either Breath of the Wild 2 or Metroid Prime 4. And then
most likely Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
and because they said that's guaranteed an announcement this year. But
they're going to announce one new game, that either being like a new Mario 3D game, Pikmin 4. Or, like, Mother 3.
It's most likely
the Mario 3D game.
It's most likely the Mario 3D game, but I think Nintendo knows how much of a haymaker of a reveal that'd be if they actually said Mother 3 gets localized for the Switch.
Yeah.
The internet would literally, Twitter would be on, would crash.
It would.
From that, they're like, and the last time they crashed, I think was for Banjo's reveal. And we have our mixed feelings about that character. Actually, I think it was Steve most recently, but I think Banjo came close. Because the thing with Banjo is that despite how we feel about how the character is, and about how people wanted the character in the game, and how people didn't want the character in the game, he was a very well-known IP. And he was one of the main ones left at that time of the pipe dream of Nintendo characters here, and the only one that's really left, the only two ones that are left are Crash and Sora.
Waluigi.
Because we got Banjo in there, and we have Steve in there, and we have K. Rool, Ridley.
Waluigi.
He's never going to be in the game. and he barely does anything in the side game. Also, have you seen his render for the tennis game? I mean, the golf game. Oh my god. Why did everyone else got a normal golf thing? They said, let's upload Waluigi's Tinder profile image. Now, here's what I'm predicting for E3 here. I think Nintendo's just going to... They're going to reveal a lot of things, but I think most of them aren't going to have release dates. You're going to get a lot of TBAs in 2022. I think you had a Smash character that, honestly, imagine, and they won't do this because they'd have no reason to, but imagine if they reveal a hype character like a Sora,
Sora.
I mean, something like to the hype levels of Sora, because I do think out of all the characters that aren't in the game, Sora, I think, is the most wanted that still isn't there.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to assume. Crash is close. And mine. But imagine if the first thing of E3, the direct happened, you need a little speaking sound effect. In fact, it's a reveal for Sora, and they say available after this direct.
I would cry.
Nintendo wins E3.
Yeah.
if that is exactly how they started, it doesn't matter what they reveal in the remainder of this. It's over. they could end the direct right there.
Yeah.
It's available watching after the end of the direct. And here's the end of the direct. but no, in all seriousness, I feel like I can see them revealing a big character for E3. Because granted, remember, the last time it was Hero and Banjo. It was a 2-for-1. Because Byleth wasn't around the E3 time. E3 didn't happen last year. It was those two. So I think it was the combination of... And I think that's why Banjo was such a hype reveal there. Because the Dragon Quest IP got leaked a while ago. That and Joker got leaked very early. And then everything else, everyone was kind of just grasping at straws. And then, we knew Hero from Dragon Quest was coming. Okay, cool, they need to call back to all the Dragon Quest games. Then Banjo came out of left field. It was cool. But I think they start with Smash reveal. I think they give a release date that, no, I don't think they'll actually do available after this direct, but I think they're going to aim for that early fall. I think they want to spread this out.
Well, I think the first character is going to come out summer.
Because how many characters do we have left in this pack?
Two. So one summer, one fall.
I mean, they have till December, end of the year. So I wouldn't be surprised if they drop one, like I said, early fall. Like I'm talking like a early September. And then a December character.
Well, they could do that, but
I see
there's no summer character or August character. Yeah.
Well, I mean, only that logical. When did Pyramid come out? What month was that?
Spring. March.
True. They're going to have to leave one of these seasons untouched, which also...
So, yeah, they're not going March to September without a character.
So maybe they will give the available right after. But also, I wouldn't be surprised if they do try and spread it out here. Because great, they could go that long without one. But also, at the same time, you're going to leave a weather season, open regardless. So it's going to come down to what they want to choose there. On top of that, most likely, I think they might not. Because there's been rumors going on. We're not done with DLC after this. Fighters Pass,
yeah,
which is really just due to data mining and there still being enough slots where characters would then be implemented still open and not touched. There still would be like 4 remaining. And that's why I really think that a lot of the characters that people still want are still very much possibilities, because I don't think we're done after these two. I think then because Smash Bros. Ultimate, what do you do after this? I think you can only just add more and add more and add more. And then once you've added enough, then you re-release it.
Yeah.
Okay, that sums up whether or not Sam will be here. Now, I think that, yeah, Smash character reveal, release date with it too. Real talk, I would say they're going to have to be a big name character. Because it's E3 and they know the eyes are going to be on them.
Yeah.
So, you want to drop a... Nintendo this is not your time to do a little normal Nintendo IP. Ooh, Xenoblade. No, this is when you hit us with the Crash Bandicoots, your source. Hell, I was talking about this like a while ago. But, way before the game came out here, I was saying, Spyro could be a good reveal. Because conceptually, with how that character works, it could be fun.
Maybe.
A character that's a dragon that can fly and has projectiles and has own stuff there. I think they reveal a bunch of stuff that we're not going to care about, a handful of stuff that we would care about. We're already at the hour mark here, so this episode's probably wrapping up in a bit.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't finished predicting the E3 here, so really, we still have a couple of minutes here. I think that we get like some stuff that we do care about that's smaller there. Give me like. Actually, no, they can't even do that here because although the Sonic 30th anniversary stuff is this year, the website on there specifically says that their big game isn't dropping till next year. Yeah, but I think.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kevin. We're pretty much about to outro this year because we're already at an hour. But yeah, I think that and even then, I think that Sonic game is just gonna get freaking Super Mario 3D All Stars, but the Sonic version. Now, I think Nintendo would then end off their E3 with a reveal of a game that people have been waiting on for a while here. Not here, and here or something very big that people weren't expecting. This is when like your Mario Karts fit in, your mainline Mario game announcement, not necessarily release or anything like that. Your Breath of the Wild announcement, your Mother 3 localization, ha ha ha. But no, Nintendo's gonna win E3 like they usually do for me. They haven't lost an E3 in 3 years. But
in general, what all did I miss?
Just us talking about some video game stuff. Nothing super interesting. I think it's a lot of speculating what Nintendo is going to be doing for the remainder of this year. Similar to about Sonic here, I've noticed that they've been filming a lot of the second Sonic the Hedgehog movie now. So, and that's coming out early next year, so that's fun to look forward to.
The five of us should go and watch it.
Oh, don't worry. If we go and watch it here right after we're making a review episode, dedicated specifically to that, and I'm down. We also discussed various different reasons on why chocolate ice cream is bad.
Agreed.
Good to know we share the sentiment here. God, I really wish that we could have ended it on a better way, but I'm out of topics and can't think of anything.
Yeah. Well,
and that's what we get for being for doing an episode late.
The beginning of the episode. Well, like that Re- is
60. I'm recording an episode. Square well, if you round up, I'm close. Well, that's the end of episode 3. We'll probably have episode 4 next week. Who knows? Yeah. We don't.
At least we got this one out because it was very difficult to make this happen, but at least we did it.
Yep.
Hey, Derek, I have an idea.
Is this something that should be said on episode or off episode?
Either or. We could have possibly a part 2 of the podcast.
Or just episode 4.
Yeah.
Relatively, we could just continue off of stuff we left off on. I'm in the middle of recording an episode. But yeah, well, this is it. So, see you guys on episode 4, I guess.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.